This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's myself, Captain Kickass. We'll be joined shortly with Ian, and we have another guest.
Etienne de la Boissie. Squared.
Squared, even, huh?
Squared.
A name so nice, he says it twice?
You know, there's the original Etienne de la Boissie was a 16th century political philosopher, and I take his name as a nom de plume, but I put the exponent at the end to differentiate me from the original and to make people be able to find my work on Google.
Oh, very nice.
Sorry, DuckDuckGo.
Very nice. And so while we're talking about that, you want to plug your site?
Yeah. So first of all, like most people know me for the book Understanding Our Slavery, how organized crime runs the government and the media.
Yep.
And so my big news tonight is that I have rebranded and expanded the book. And so the new title is Government, the Biggest Scam in History. Exposed.
Government, the biggest scam in history.
The biggest
exposed.
Scam in history. Somebody challenged me. They said that religion was the biggest scam in history, and I had to come back and I had to say, well, statism really is kind of a religion, so they're
kind of tied. Oh, indeed, yeah. Well, I was when I talk to people about this kind of thing, they're like, oh, well, where do you think government comes from? Well, it comes from religion, right? Like, to me, religion was the first government, right? Because, you know, you had folks who claimed to be clergy of whatever, insert religion here, telling folks what to do and how to live their lives. And if they didn't follow their directions, they would burn in a fiery pit of hell or whatever it is, depending on the religion they were subscribing to. And so that's how they got people to sort of conform and obey and, you know, do whatever they wanted and told them to do. So you are absolutely spot on. My mind with that analogy that, yes, indeed, government is a religion. It's a cult.
It is a religion. It's a cult. And that's really what the book is all about. So it's exposing what I like to call the unethically manipulative textbook cult indoctrination techniques that the government uses on the population through the mandatory government school system, through the six monopoly media companies running hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody.
It's down to six now. Huh? I remember like maybe a decade ago it was like 8 or 12 or something like that. And
it's actually probably less than six. So in the book I've got a really good media ownership chart from 2006, and there's been even more consolidation since then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to actually raise money to redo the whole chart to like modernize it. And I can't even keep up with all of the banking monopolization. I mean, that, you know, like private equity and all this money, they just keep buying and consolidating. And
right.
it's hard to keep up.
Well, speaking of, you know, the effects of folks who, you know, have been, sort of wronged by this cult of government. Are you familiar with the Killdozer?
Oh, I am. Absolutely.
I brought in, this is just a quick update for those who are paying attention. I've been following Killdozer since, well, it went down, right? And the term was coined and all that kind of thing. And the documentary has a release date now for the film about the Killdozer. So this article is from OutThereColorado.com. In 2004, a man named Marvin Heemeyer wreaked havoc on the streets of Granby, Colorado in an armored bulldozer that would be dubbed the Killdozer. More than 15 years later, a documentary about the incident is set to be released. Titled Tread, the documentary tells the story of a man pushed to his breaking point that uses his welding skills to fortify a bulldozer with the goal of crushing those that he believes have wronged him. Thus far, the film has been met with favorable reviews. It currently ranks a 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. It features a number of real news clips, reenactments, and interviews. Powered by an independent film distributor called Gravitas Ventures, the movie is set to hit select theaters on February 21st, so coming up here in a couple of weeks, shortly followed by a February 28th video on-demand release. And there's a trailer in the article. We will drop this in our Twitch, twitch.freetalklive.com. So that you can also see the trailer. If you're interested in learning more about the Colorado Killdozer, one great resource is Patrick F. Brower's book on the subject titled Killdozer, The True Story of the Colorado Bulldozer Rampage. So February 21st, the documentary is coming out. I'm pretty stoked about that myself.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is... It's a really interesting story, and, of course, they screwed him pretty hard, which is what led to him going and basically building his own tank and then rolling it through, what was it, the police department or something,
like the
town hall?
Yeah, the business, I think, that was trying to sort of make his property become an island, right? There was another businessman involved in that.
Was there? I don't even remember the details.
Yeah, they blocked his business. It was an egregious assault on his own, you know, economic liberty and his own ability to make money. And so the government was definitely, again, in the wrong. And then it's constantly pushing people to the breaking point because they're constantly stealing people's money, stealing people's houses, throwing people in jail for victimless crimes, forcing them to work in for-profit prisons for pennies, you know, an hour. It's just complete slavery for victimless crimes where there is no victim.
And I have to say, too, that, you know, with regards to Killdozer, you know, this is... You know, maybe an extreme example of, you know, a man who, you know, felt he got pushed too far and, you know, took matters into his own hands. I hate to quote Knight Rider, you know, that one man can make a difference, right? But, I mean, you know, his actions may not have been the most moral, but I think they were justifiable from a self-defense perspective, right? He, you know, didn't go out and intentionally start murdering people, right?
He didn't kill anybody.
Right. He destroyed property. Well, yeah. Okay. He destroyed property, and, you know, he made a statement because he felt, you know, backed into a corner by the powers that be. But I am surprised, really surprised, that we don't see more of this kind of thing, like, on a daily basis. You know, and
there is a lot of it. So there was a guy, was arrested on a victimless marijuana charge, and he mm-hmm. took his tractor and he took it down, like a big, huge, like combine kind of tractor, and he crushed like 10 police cars at his local
lake. That was in Vermont, right?
I don't remember where it was. I just remember the guy just crushed every single police car in the back of the lot.
Is there footage of that?
No.
There's footage of the aftermath.
So, you know, if anybody's listening and they decide to, you know, do something along those lines, maybe, you know, get a couple GoPros, you know, mount them on whatever vehicle or whatever thing it is you're going to do. Maybe put some drones in the air to capture some footage to upload so that, you know, the rest of us can tell your story.
You got to make it a multimedia assault. It's got to be, yeah, for the thing. So real quick, I was down in Richmond 2 weeks ago for the rally for the Second Amendment. 22,000 armed gun owners on the steps of the state capitol in Richmond saying not just no, but fuck.
Hit twice, there you go. Okay. And then hit the other one right behind you there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. So you can't say that on the radio.
I forgot about that. I apologize.
We're on broadcast.
So they didn't
radio.
Just say no. They said hell no.
They said, heck no, Beef.
Heck no, we're not going along with this. And I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I realized...
Except for the ones that went into the zone that was completely controlled by the police and they were searching people, right?
Right, so that was my question, was were you in the fenced-off zone, you know, the quote, protest zone, or were you, like, sort of outside of that with, you know, all the other people?
So I was outside of it, but I wanted to go in. So we didn't know what was going to happen when we went into the city.
Uh-huh.
And I went in with some of the Liberate RVA guys down in Richmond.
Cal Mullinet.
Yeah, Cal Mullinet and that crew. And I got to tell you, at first, like, you know, we didn't know what to expect. And so we were kind of, you know, kind of prepared for the worst. And then we walked in, and it was just once you got in there and you realized how many people were there, you realized that the citizens owned the streets, the government was just there at our pleasure, and that there really is, I mean, you know,
that's a strange way to put it.
Yeah, no, but it really was. So the police were remarkably well behaved.
All right, coming up, we'll have more about Etienne in Raleigh. We'll talk more about the Killdozer, and we'll take your calls.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary, and does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Talk Show live on the radio. 200 stations where you can call in and take control. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Here in the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Etienne de la Boissie Squared.
And Etienne is our special guest in the studio today. We've been talking a bit about Etienne's work. We talked a bit about the Killdozer. And you were regaling us, Etienne, with your experience down in Raleigh at the...
Richmond, Virginia.
At the 2A convention, there's a Second Amendment convention where everybody was armed, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really a convention, so it was something called Lobby Day.
It was a
protest where 22,000 armed Virginians.
22,000.
22,000. And when I say armed, I mean armed to the teeth. Way better armed than the police. Way better armed than the National Guard. Probably
really?
Like not everybody in the crowd, but like. Probably 40% of the crowd had weaponry equivalent to special forces operators, and then probably about 40% of the crowd was jocked up in tactical tailor, combat gear, like everything that you would need to like wage full on, you know, a self-defensive war against an oppressive tyrannical government.
Nice.
They were armed up for it, and you really realized how little... how few police there are, really. You know what I mean? When there's 22,000 armed people versus 300, 400 police, I mean, they might as well not even been there. I mean,
nice.
And half the police were, more than half the police were on the side of the Second Amendment protesters.
What do you mean on the side?
So there were sheriffs in full uniform carrying signs saying we support the Second Amendment. We're like in full, yeah, absolutely, positively in their dress uniforms supporting the Second Amendment at the rally.
Do you suppose they were on the clock?
Probably.
Like, I mean, like, I'm asking like legitimately, because for a while in another state, I worked at a convenience store, and they used to have some problems with theft at night and gas and goes and all that kind of stuff. And they would hire off-duty policemen to just hang out in the convenience store in full uniform of the city in which, you know, I lived. But they were not on the payroll of the city because they were on the payroll of the convenience store for that time, right? So it was a moonlighting gig for them. But so, like, they were limited in some of the actions that they could do. They still had their radio, and they could call stuff in and, you know, call other on-duty cops and that kind of a thing. So I'm just curious if the guys carrying these signs were on the clock or off the clock.
It was a Monday morning, so I'm assuming they were.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm glad they were there. You know, like, it was so the thing that the big takeaway for me was a couple of things. Number one, there ain't gonna be gun confiscation in Virginia. I mean, if you were a police officer, or you would have to be retarded. I mean, like, you would literally, to even contemplate it, to even think about it, to even, you know, for a second entertain the idea in your head, if you had seen what I had seen and seen the level of weaponry and the level of preparedness of the population for just such a tyrannical, you know, episode.
Yeah.
You would have to be retarded to try and disarm a Virginians.
I mean, I've seen, you know, sports ball games where, you know, there's 25, 30,000 people. So I'm picturing in my mind now all of those people armed to the teeth, wearing tactical vests and, you know, carrying,
body armor,
you know,
plate carriers, bulletproof
and
vests. I mean, it was impressive.
Nice. We're going to go to your calls right now. We have Jerome from South Carolina in Charleston. Jerome is calling. He wants to talk about Trump and the rigged trial. Jerome, can you hear us?
Yeah, the mafia. The mafia that they got in the White House now, the mafia Don.
Yeah.
Well, Don Trump. He's got the right first name because that's what he is. He's a mafia Don.
Organized crime.
Well, I mean, in
just
that
like his predecessor.
Casino owner.
Yeah, the previous Don was Don Obama.
No, I don't know Don Obama, because he never, look, he couldn't get away with something like this. Hey, you really think, okay, if the House acquitted him, or, I mean, if the House acquitted him on something like this, and then it went to the Senate, they would say, oh, yeah, we agree with the House. There is no way they would have acquitted him. They would have thrown him right out of there. But you know what? They're just
sure,
a cult
buddy.
Now. That's what they are. Because they're all going with the same thing. Romney's the only one that's got a spine because the rest of them are a bunch of spineless. They're so spineless, man. They know he's guilty. And now he's firing people to tell the truth. Hey, how's he going to mock Binman? Does he have a military record like that guy? How does a guy who's tried to prove mock a guy that's as decorated as that guy Binman, huh?
So, Jerome,
I don't even know who he's talking about.
Yeah,
who?
Jerome, you were spot on when you first started speaking with, he does have the right name and it is a mafia. But you're really down that rabbit hole as far as the minutiae of, who's the Don in charge. I mean, the government itself is the mafia, and, you're just arguing over who's best suited to run it, I think.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, God forbid you go on trial for something, okay? And you didn't do it. You say, you were innocent. And they said, we're not going to have any witnesses. We're not going to have any documents, any testimony to support your innocence. We're just going to send it to the jury. No, we're just going to send it to the judge or send it to the jury. And if they convict you, you just get convicted and you go to prison for the rest of your life.
That happens all the time.
You gonna go for that?
Happens all the time, Jerome, no matter who the president is. No matter which person
is in
the
chair. Yeah, and it happened under Obama, and it happened under George Bush, and it happened under Bill Clinton.
It happened under Carter.
When did President Obama get away with something like this?
Oh,
he murdered people. How about that? How about murdering innocent people in the Middle East? He got away with that.
He drone bombed people.
He got an award. He got a Nobel Prize, a peace prize for murdering people.
Yeah, he also murdered an American citizen under the age of 18.
Yeah,
he also handed $600 million to Solyndra that disappeared into thin air. He also spent almost $1 billion or more than $1 billion on a website. With a company represented by one of Michelle Obama's friends
and I'm not
from
saying
college.
He's worse. They're all the same.
He handed trillions of dollars to private banks and private companies through the TARP and the TALF and the bailouts. Crazy criminal.
What about the fake war that the Republicans sent us into and destroyed the economy, and now they're being praised as heroes because
they're all in on it together.
The economy's so good now.
They're all in on it together. It is a joint.
Hey, Jerome, are you a fan of the WWE Worldwide Wrestling?
No, because it's fake, just like that.
This is it. Just like the political theater.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerome. We're going to take more of your calls coming up. Plus, we'll talk about some more fun and interesting things with our guest, Etienne. Stay tuned for more. 855-450-FREE. If you want to get on the air, and you can also listen to us online at freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
American and Afghan military personnel have been fired on while conducting an operation in Afghanistan's eastern Nangar province. One official says there are U.S. casualties and several people were injured. A member of the Nangar Council said it appears to be a surprise attack from within.
the Taliban tweeted responsibility for the attack. Last month, a roadside bomb in nearby Kandahar province killed two American service members. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has climbed to 780 people in China. That includes the first American. Hong Kong is now imposing a mandatory quarantine on mainland arrivals. Inside China, nearly 60 million people are still on a partial or total public lockdown. New research shows pangolin scales may have started the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the radio program that you can take control of and talk about whatever you like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, I, Captain Kickass, have been given the outstanding privilege of piloting this program on a Saturday night, so I want to give a shout-out to Ian, who's here in the studio with me, for training me up and, you know.
It's all my fault.
Giving me either a shot or making a poor decision and giving me a shot, whichever it turns out to be. We'll find out over the course of the next 2.5 hours.
You got it, man. You're all set. You're doing good.
And we also have special guest Etienne.
De La Buisi, Squirt.
And we're going to talk about some really cool stuff. But first, I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting a person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about a lot of things, and we had a recent caller who seemed to think that you know, the state or the status of the mafia changes with whomever is in charge.
Well, no, he was convinced that Donald Trump is a mafia don, and he's right.
And he is.
But he wasn't convinced in any way, shape, or form that his predecessor was as well.
Right.
He completely gives Barack Obama a pass for all the violence that was committed under his reign. Is for whatever reason, totally fine.
Yeah.
But then when somebody from another political party comes in, then all of a sudden then there's, you know, issues with what that person's doing.
We find this frequently with what I like to call the partisan divide, right? It's like, oh, I'm a Republican, and oh, I'm a Democrat. And, like, you know, they basically disagree with who's going to lead the mafia. But they never really, you know, seem to understand that it's having the mafia in the first place, having that chair that seems to be the problem, at least in my perspective.
Yeah, they really don't. And Etienne, you know, touched on it. These guys are the same. They're on the same team. It is very much like the WWE, where they act like they're opposed to one another. But in reality, hey, did anybody ever call Hillary Clinton, you know, and, like, you know, bring charges against her for all her crimes? No, of course not.
When the cameras are turned off, they're all visiting each other. They're having barbecues and drinks together,
right,
you know, behind the or backstage.
I'm pretty
whatever.
Sure there's camera photos of Donald Trump with Hillary Clinton from, like, the early 2000s.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Absolutely.
So I'm actually convinced that this is being scripted just to waste everybody's time. And I got to go back to the Kavanaugh hearing. And so, like, with the Kavanaugh hearing, the thing with the Kavanaugh hearing was the two big things about Kavanaugh that would have been discussed.
Supreme Court judge.
The Supreme Court justice during his confirmation hearings.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that would have, you know, that naturally would have been discussed if not for this manufactured BS, he said, she said, to distract everybody else, was that Kavanaugh participated in writing the Patriot Act,
mm-hmm.
and Kavanaugh was the assistant prosecutor that came in under the Ken Starr report essentially covered up the death of Vince Foster.
Hmm.
So I don't know if a lot of people know about that, but during the original, so when White House counsel Vince Foster was found dead in the Clinton administration, there was, you know, a commission set up to look into it, headed by Ken Starr. Ken Starr was the lead guy. There were assistant prosecutors under him. One of the assistant prosecutors was a guy named Michael Rodriguez.
Go ahead and hit twice and then get, yep. Thank you.
Sorry.
We're going to have to kick you off the show.
I won't do it again. I apologize. So anyway,
that's
Michael.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Rodriguez was he said, hey, this is a cover up. This is, you know, this is being covered up. And he resigned in disgust, and he asked that his kind of opposition be included into the final report, which you can see as an appendix.
Yeah.
And so the prosecutor that came in and then covered everything up after Michael Rodriguez quit in disgust was Kavanaugh.
I have more to say about politics being produced, but first I want to talk to Daniel in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Daniel, I believe you had something to say about our previous caller.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm right on the same page with you as far as politics being produced.
Okay.
It's a joke. I mean, they're setting everybody up behind the scenes. To consider Barack Obama to be a member or not a member of the mafia and say that Donald Trump is just factually incorrect. One thing that I'd never hear anybody talk about, that's always on my mind when it comes to this elevation of people in power, is the Freemasons.
Okay, and who are they?
The Freemasons, the stonemasons, they've controlled this country since the beginning. I mean, it's
guys who lay brick.
No. He's talking about Freemasonry, which I look at as the original organized crime.
I was hoping he would sort of, you know, alliterate that for our listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, it expands into the Knights of Columbus and the Knights Templar, and it's all involved. It's one big sect, and I don't believe that there's anybody who's ever been in presidential power that wasn't involved in one way or another.
Wait. So you're saying that every United States president in some way, shape, or form is either a Freemason or associated with Freemasons?
Well, being a member of a Freemason is not a secret. What they do in their private meetings is a secret, but being a member isn't. George Washington was. Let's see. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Freemason. Barack Obama is a Freemason.
My roommate is a Freemason. I mean, are all of these guys...
My boss is a Freemason, and I'm actually trying to get into the Freemasons.
You don't want to be a Freemason.
Why not?
So first of all, like I agree with the I agree with the caller that it is. I think it's the original organized crime, and so it's an organization that has a network of lodges globally, mm-hmm. to where if you wanted to project power, you can project power globally. Well, think of them as like safe houses,
right?
And
I'm
then
familiar
you've got a membership.
I'm familiar with the concept of like friendly societies, mm-hmm. and like the lodge, you know, sort of organization. So how is the Freemason different from that type of an organization?
So Freemasonry has different levels, and as you go up levels,
okay.
more secrets are revealed to the initiates as they go up the level.
Sounds like Scientology.
It's not so much of a level as a floor. There is a floor that is the secret society of Freemasonry. As you come up through Freemasonry, their goal is to build strong-willed, good men. Their code is family, job, because you need your job to take care of family, God, and Masons.
Well, that's what they tell the porch Masons. Do you know that term, porch Mason?
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Can you define that?
Once you become a 33rd, I can't specifically define it. It's basically a generic Mason.
No. So Masonry is, at the upper levels, it's people using this global lodge system to project power, to be able to, use, say, Mason in distress and get out of court things.
You're talking about favoritism within membership, right?
Yeah, so they're sworn to kind of elevate each other in business and in politics. So you'll frequently find Masons running a lot of small towns where the sheriff's a Mason, the mayor's a Mason, the judges are Masons, and I mean, it's very, very common. If you do Masonic police emblems, you can see that they've got, like from dozens and dozens of departments, there's Masonic components to where they even have their own patches.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call. We're going to talk more and take more of your calls coming up on Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. If you want to weigh in, what are the Freemasons?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's right. You can come on the air along with us and join us. If you call in through our Discord line, you can sound like you're sitting right next to us in the studio. The quality is normally very, very good. Or you can dial our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, like freedom. I want to take a minute and thank our amplifier. Who is it? It is Andy Loy. Andy Loy is a silver amplifier for our AMP program, and that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP. And this is a program where you can donate, and all of the money that you donate goes to get us on more radio stations. We're currently on over 200 radio stations.
Almost now. All of it. A little bit goes to those pesky credit card and PayPal fees, so they take their chunk, and then we get some.
Okay, but my point is that none of it goes to the hosts, right? We're not getting paid off of that. This literally goes to help get us on more radio stations. So if you, the listener, want to hear us on more radio stations, we can do that. I mean, it's almost limitless to what we can do. It's just a matter of having the power of the amplifiers behind us. So you can find that information at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Andy Loy, for being a silver amplifier.
Oh, yeah. And that reminds me, especially since we were talking about Virginia and what was going on in Richmond a couple weeks ago, I wanted to say welcome to our newest radio stations that we had come on board, actually in the Richmond area. So WNTW AM 820.
That's awesome.
And their FM version, which they've got a little translator at 92.7 based in Chester, which is right next door to Richmond. So we got listeners out there. They're on board with us actually all 7 nights a week, which is pretty awesome. So they actually carry our Saturday show live. So they're listening tonight live there in Richmond all 3 hours. And then 1 hour a night, we're on midnight to 1 a.m. every night there on WNTW. So
and that's thanks to all you amplifiers out there. We really appreciate that. We've been talking about a lot of things, but let's go to your calls. We have Graham in Pennsylvania. You're live on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello? Hello, Graham.
Graham in Pennsylvania. You're live on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Or maybe he's not alive. I don't know. But he's not there. You can put him on hold and then just hit the hold button and then, yeah, there you go. So we'll let the board op check on him and see if he can, maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. So just move on.
Okay, well, so we have been talking about, well, many things, but at the end, you had a story that you teased us about when we were, you know, airing our sponsors to the listeners.
You got arrested
something
recently?
About the, you and the Secret Service?
I got arrested by the Secret Service.
I'm very curious, was this at the protest?
No, this was not. So I gave a speech at the Anarchadelphia. Let me give you some background, and I'll tell you how I got arrested. But I gave a speech at the Anarchadelphia conference earlier this year where I told the biggest secret of the Secret Service, and you can see that speech on YouTube. It's called The Biggest Secret of the Secret Service. They know government is run by organized crime, and I tell a very fascinating and humorous story about the Veterans March on the Memorials in 2013, where I took my kids and we figured out that the uniformed Secret Service knows that the government is run by organized crime. And I told that story in the speech, and in the speech I promised to drop off some of the copies of my book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, but I was sold out of the printing at that time.
Okay.
And so I just got in the fourth edition, fifth printing of the book, and I'm moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Oh,
but
nice.
I was back down in Virginia a couple of weeks ago for the holidays. And I was going to visit a friend in D.C., and I was going to stop off at my favorite falafel place, Amsterdam Falafel, and I'm on my way, and I'm driving past the White House, and I remember I had promised to drop off some books to the Secret Service, so I'm like literally just spur of the moment, I'm driving right past the White House. It's 9:30 at night, not last Friday night, the previous Friday night. And I just pull up to this uniformed Secret Service agent at one of the checkpoints, and I go, hey, I'm an author exposing organized crimes, control of the government and the media, and I promised to give you guys some books, and I've got some books, and I just wanted to, like, drop you off some books.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, you can't just, you know, park, because I kind of just pulled up to, you know, this thing. He's like, if you pull over right here, I can talk to you, but I can't talk to you if you're parked right here. And I go, yeah, sure, so, like, I pull over. And the next thing I know, I'm surrounded by six Secret Service officers. And
they were so excited to get your book.
They were so excited to get my book that they all came up and surrounded me.
They're like, yeah, Etienne's here. Let's go check them out.
And so it was kind of funny at first. And I'm like laughing because they got this trick where they'll come to different windows of the car and they'll ask you different things to try and, I guess, get your attention or whatever. And I'm kind of laughing at their stupid, you know, police tricks.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to ID me. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to, you know, I explain this is what I'm doing. I retell the story. And then, you know, I'm like, I'm not willing to ID because I don't trust them because they're organized crime and everything like that. And so we're going back and forth, and I'm like, do you suspect me of a crime?
Just to clarify, you're sitting in your car?
I'm sitting in my truck, okay. Pulled over right, you know, right by the edge of the White House.
With or without your kid?
By myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So then they're all leaning into the car, and they're, like, shining their little flashlights around, like, can we arrest him for something? Can we tax him for something? Can we steal his money? And sure enough, one of them, 2 days before, I cleared out the center console in my car, and their lights come across a small little handful of 5 bullets.
Oh, my gosh.
Unregulated ammunition. Oh my God.
Man.
And so as soon as he sees it, I immediately get arrested. They immediately, like, they get me out of the car, and they cuff me, and I just go off on them. I'm like, this is exactly my point. I mean, y'all are now kidnapping me. I've done nothing wrong. For a crime to be, you know, occur, there's got to be a perpetrator and a victim, and there is no victim, and so you're, you know, like, literally. So then they kidnap me. They throw me into the Washington, D.C. jail for the evening, which is fascinating
experience. You know there's no politicians in that jail, right?
Nope.
Oh, my God. It was literally unbelievable. But, so everything happens for a reason. And so I've been talking to the Secret Service around the White House, and I've done one time where I went and I talked to like 30 different, you know, uniformed Secret Service agents, and I explained to them in detail. I gave them some of my card. I said, you know, hey, download the book.
Right.
And so I was able, you know, I was able to have kind of like a very long conversation with a couple of these Secret Service agents. And so there was probably like out of the six that arrested me, I got good vibes, believe it or not, off kind of like three or four of them. One of them was kind of like obviously evil, but like for the most part, you know, they seemed like, you know, that they weren't necessarily bad people. They were just a victim of this Gubernari Mente, you know, indoctrination system and everything like that.
Collecting a paycheck, doing their job.
Collecting a paycheck, doing a job.
Okay, what did you get charged with?
Unregistered ammunition.
It's
a misdemeanor in Washington, D.C.
Wait, you have to register a bullet?
It's D.C., man.
I'm not going to waste my time looking into the government's ridiculous, right. You know, voluminous rules and regulations and everything like that.
Does every individual bullet have a distinct serial number on it?
I think they're proposing things like that, but I don't know if that's actually happening.
I don't know how you would register, you know, five bullets or whatever, right?
I don't either, but the funny thing was, so they arraigned me the next day. So then we go to the court, and then they transport us to it was an amazing experience. It really was like a trip. There was like a comedy show involved. Like all the prisoners were just like, some of them were just outrageously funny. And like, it was a hoot to be in the thing. It was kind of long, but other than that,
of course.
And so some of the other cool thing or interesting things that kind of happened during in the entire experience.
Hold on. Did you go with not guilty, or what happened at the arraignment?
So this is the story I was just about to tell you. Okay. So they back you into the courtroom, and so like they got it down.
You mean
to,
physically?
It's like, oh, yeah.
It's like you don't go in phase first.
So it's like a factory. So there's like 50 plus people.
What's the point of that?
They were in a big group that we were all like arrested the night before for the overwhelming majority victimless crimes.
Of course,
the overwhelming majority. In fact, a lot of people, the majority of people there, believe it or not, because I was going around just to see how many were victimless crimes and how many were victim crimes.
What are you in
the
for?
The overwhelming majority were victimless crimes, and the number one thing that people got arrested for is domestic disputes, where if the police come in Washington, D.C.,
they have to arrest someone.
And so the guys are all like, yeah, what am I going to do? Send my girlfriend started it, but what am I going to do? Send her to jail? So I took the bullet and everything like that. And so these are ridiculous.
So you got a bunch of open container drinking, you know, other things.
Panhandler. There was a guy in there who was arrested for panhandling.
Since it was the Secret Service, see, I don't know how things work in D.C., right? Like in most places, you got the city cops, you got the county cops, you got the state cops.
Uh-huh.
In D.C., it's kind of a different situation. You got a bunch of federal police. You got arrested by
the Uniform Secret Service, the Park Police, and the D.C. Metro Police all operate in D.C.
So is this like a federal court they took you to, or was it like the D.C. Circuit District Court?
It was the D.C. Court. But, like, the U.S. Marshals were running it. So, like, the people that were running the court were the marshals.
I want you to tell more of the story when it comes.
Sure.
There's more coming up.
Coming up, your calls and more from FDN on freetalklive.com. That's Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.